can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I have to break some news. Ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan Brostoff, who is a member of the county board and I believe also a former assembly person, has committed suicide. He apparently shot himself this afternoon in Greenfield Park. Again, that is Jonathan Brostoff, Milwaukee County Board Supervisor. City of Milwaukee District 3 Alderman. He was elected to the City of Milwaukee Common Council in November of 2022. Again, this is just breaking news coming in right now. Jonathan Brostoff elected to the 3rd Aldermanic District for the City of Milwaukee in November 2022 has killed himself. He shot himself this afternoon in Greenfield Park. Absolutely heartbreaking. He also served previously as Wisconsin 19th District State Assembly Representative since January 2015. I know Jonathan. I have worked with him. He was a lovely, lovely man. He has a family. Our hearts go out again to Jonathan Brostoff's family. Again, Milwaukee Alderman Jonathan Brostoff has died. He killed himself, shot himself this afternoon. Again, our sympathies with Mr. Brostoff's family and the entire Milwaukee extended family. I know I've gotten some messages from folks that work with him at the city that have worked with him at the county. Again, absolutely heartbreaking. Our sympathies to the Brostoff family and the larger Milwaukee family. He will be remembered as a tireless public servant. I am now welcoming to our show Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Thank you so much, Madam Lieutenant Governor, for making time with us this afternoon. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. How are you doing in this last run-up to the big day?
You know, we're all across the state of Wisconsin talking to folks. I did just want to acknowledge what you said earlier. I served with Jonathan. I wanted to also give my sympathy out to his family as well.
Thank you, Madam Lieutenant Governor. What a difficult moment, losing anyone in this way. But Jonathan, again, well-known, beloved by all on both sides of the aisle. He was the reasonable man that you hope to work with when you work in politics. Kind to all. I appreciate that, Madam Lieutenant Governor. I know you are calling in from the car because, again, you are going all across the state today. It is certainly very busy. Where are you? What are you feeling? What's the vibe out there that you're seeing from folks that are getting excited to go vote? What are you seeing from people on the street?
So I have been, again, all across the state of Wisconsin trying to make sure that I can knock on my own doors as well. So just today I was in West Bend and then in Grafton. And then now I am currently in Greendale and I am going to finish up my day in Waukesha. And every single one of these folks, they are launching canvasses from all across the state. We have over 250 staff members across the state of Wisconsin, and volunteers just multiply those efforts all across the state. And so it's just really exciting because they're talking about electing Kamala Harris, making sure we reelect Tammy Baldwin, because that is so critical for us here in Wisconsin. Senator Baldwin has been just a tireless champion for so many industries here in Wisconsin. You know, she, as one of the first Democrats to be endorsed by the Farm Bureau here, it's really something that we want to make sure that she continues to do the work back in D.C.
Yeah, she has been not just an advocate for farmers, though the endorsement of the Farm Bureau, which was such a huge deal, especially when juxtaposed against Eric Hovde's What farm bill? I didn't read the farm. I don't know about the farm bill. What? But more broadly than that, not just her total competence as compared to her opponent, but Senator Baldwin's support for every major employer and industry in the state of Wisconsin to ensure our middle class families are paid fairly and have clean air and clean water to breathe and to consume and to recreate in. I mean, she just up and down the list of issues, whether we're talking about reproductive rights, care for our natural resources, or support for the middle class here in the state of Wisconsin. I think the choice is clear. Do voters seem energized around particular issues, Madam Lieutenant Governor?
So, yes, there are many issues that we're talking to people on the doors about. Wisconsin is really interesting that, you know, abortion access is still top of mind, particularly for women. And they know that Hovde, since 2012, has been a staunch opponent of abortion rights. I don't care how he's trying to dance away from it right now. And they know that Senator Baldwin has authored the Women's Protection Act so that they would be able to have access to contraception, to IVF, to abortion services all across the U.S., not just in Wisconsin. She's been a leader on these types of issues. And so making sure that voters know about that is really important, but it is motivating people to go to the polls. I will tell you one small story. My mom, she's going to be 80 this year, grew up in a very conservative household, but I was born in 1975. Roe was passed in 1973. She remembers what it was like pre-Roe. And these older women who remember what that looked like, they are going to the polls and they are going to be voting for Democrats to make sure that we do not go back. And that includes, Vice President Harris, but it absolutely includes Senator Baldwin.
100%. Tammy has been so out front on reproductive freedom for so long, as has Vice President Harris. A lot of commonalities there in terms of the consistency of their position. Sarah, Madam Lieutenant Governor, my special guest right now. I've got a great guest host on Mondays in the 3:30 block. His name is Dom Salvia. He's got that little show right after mine called the Dom Salvia Show. I know Dom's been sitting here like a jumping bean wanting to ask you a question or two. Dom, your questions for the Lieutenant Governor.
Yes, Sarah, great to speak with you once again. I appreciate you running around, getting the vote out, getting people motivated to the polls. I'm curious, this constitutional amendment question, have you come across, are people asking about it? What's the consensus? Is it confusing to them? What are you finding out when you're out talking to people?
So a lot of people are not aware of the constitutional amendment. And if your listeners are not aware, there is a constitutional amendment on the ballot that changes one word of our Constitution. We already require individuals to be citizens to vote in Wisconsin, but even though this may seem like an innocuous constitutional amendment, by changing that one word, it could affect how people have to prove their citizenship. So if you think about somebody like my husband, who's a naturalized citizen, it may make somebody like that, it may make it more difficult for them to prove citizenship if they don't have something like a birth certificate from the U.S. So we are recommending no on that constitutional amendment. We believe that the language that we already have in Wisconsin Constitution is sufficient, and that we do not want to disenfranchise anybody across the state of Wisconsin.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, a lot of talk on the other side about election integrity and so forth. What's the experience been? What have people said about whether or not their votes will count, access to the polls? Are folks concerned about that?
So we have heard a lot of misinformation coming out of the Republican camps about safety within this election. But we know that our clerks, our county clerks, are working just overtime to make sure that every vote is counted. These are professionals who have done this before. They take their jobs very, very seriously. And we know that it is a free and fair election within Wisconsin. To make sure you go out to vote, to make sure that your vote is counted. And if you are unaware and you are not registered yet, know that we have same day voter registration on Tuesday. So find out where your polling place is and bring your identification to make sure that you can register and then vote on that day.
Sarah, and thank you for everything you're doing for the door knocking. You're hitting up some of my favorite neighborhoods. Got great friends from West Bend, Grafton, Greendale. You tell all those folks we say hi from Civic Media, and we hope that everybody gets out to vote. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, for stopping by the Maggie Dawn Show this afternoon. Happy Election Eve, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me. And everybody remember, you got to get out to vote.
Again, folks, that's Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Boy, great to have her on. And don't worry, the fun will just keep rolling because I got my very good friend Dom Salvia with me for this half hour. Dom, how are you feeling this election eve?
I got to tell you, Maggie, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling good. I'm maybe it's just because I know we're close to the end. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I can.
That's something to feel good about. Indeed.
My daily ritual of mass deletions of emails.
Yes.
I'll have more time on my hands.
Yes.
But no, I think Harris is doing a great job. The messaging has been great. I've seen. I saw her over the weekend on the YouTubes here in Wisconsin. I thought she did a great job there, and especially when we compare and contrast to the other guy. And what that messaging has been like. It is a stark difference. It's, you know, it's come together. People, if you don't agree with me, seat at the table kind of thing versus, you know, everyone's my enemy. And, oh, yeah, you can shoot through the media to get me. That's okay with me. And the weird action on the microphone. I mean, what are we, 12 years old? It is just the Trump thing is just the weirdest. And it's getting weirder. And darker every moment of every day.
Well, perhaps the best way to summarize Dom's observations about, we're going to take some sound here, Cardi. This is going to be cut 18. Dom's observations about the state of the closing arguments from both candidates, perhaps best summed up by Vice President Harris's appearance on Saturday Night Live. Let us take a listen.
Garbage truck, right?
I don't really laugh like that, do I? Pamela, take my Pamela. The American people want to stop the chaos
and end the dramala
with a cool new stepmamala. Kick back in our pajamalas and watch a rom Kamala.
Like Legally Blondela.
And start decorating for Christmas. Fa la 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 la.
Or happy Hanukkah.
What do we always say? Keep Kamala and carry on a lot.
Oh,
that was great.
It was just so perfect. Mm-hmm. Folks, you want to give your thoughts this election eve. Dom and I want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. In all seriousness, a candidate that can laugh at themselves.
Right. Self-deprecating a little bit.
Yeah. A candidate that again, seems accessible, seems so familiar. Even if you hate every single one of the Democratic policies, which I guarantee you don't. You just don't know what they are. You can't debate the fact that she's a middle-class lady who grew up, worked her butt off, and has only had one client. The people. Like, we got the guy with the golden toilets and the weird hand gestures by a microphone. Dom, help me out here, buddy, because that's where we're at.
That is where we're at. And she is comes across as the everyday people. And I thought the SNL skit was great. I got to be honest, though. I watched some more of the SNL.
Yes.
And Tim Kaine came out. I was like,
that skit was hilarious.
And I was one of those guys. I was like, wait.
Did you know who he was?
I did, but I didn't remember his name.
Oh, my God. I knew it was Tim. I'm like, that's Tim Kaine.
I knew it was Tim. And then they give an option, a couple of last names.
Yes.
And then one of them was Tim Scott. I'm like, oh, I knew it wasn't any of the names they gave because I know it's very specific.
Not Tim Scott either.
No.
We got to take care of some business. That's Dom Salvia. You guys want to let us know what you're feeling, what you're thinking, your prognostications on this election eve, give us a call. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. More fun ensues.